This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Kenneth Girardo. Last name, G, E for Europe, R, A for Apple, R, D for David, O. First name, Kenneth, K for kite, E for Europe, N for Nancy, N for Nancy, E for Europe, T for Tom, H for house. Period. Date July 2, 2025. Period. New paragraph. Is a 56-year-old male patient who comes with a history of heaviness and feeling of tightness in the left precordial area for last 6 months. Period. There are times where he feels this symptom under stressful situation. Period. Sometime at rest and occasionally with activity, period. The symptoms sometimes would radiate to both elbows, period. Sometimes it is accompanied by dizziness as well as nausea, period. The symptom would generally subside in 1 or 2 minute period. The period, new paragraph. He also gives history of shortness of breath on walking less than one block or on climbing one flight of stairs, period. 1 year ago, he could have walked 5 blocks and climb 2 flights of stairs, period. His functional capacity has significantly decreased in last 6 months, period. He gives history that he has some chronic inflammation problem, period, new paragraph. In last 6 months, he had twice the episode of disorientation and he felt loss of balance, loss, L-O-S-S, of balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E. So he sat down and felt better. Each episode lasted for less than 2-3 minutes, period. Occasionally he has a palpitation lasting for 15 to 30 seconds, and it can happen any time, period. When it happens, he will sit down if he is doing something and concentrate on his breathing, which generally has been successful in improving his symptom of palpitation, period. Complaints of edema of ankle at times, period. No history of cough with expectoration, comma, bleeding tendency, or a GI problem. G capital, period, I capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph. He also reports occasionally he will have a sharp chest pain in the left inframammary area, which may last for about an hour, and it can happen any time, period. Once during this episode, he checked his blood pressure and it was 185 over 100 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Past history. 2 years ago, he was told to have a pre-hypertension and he was not on treatment. Recently, he was diagnosed to have hypertension 2 months ago, period. History of hypercholesterolemia and history of acid reflux problem, period. No history of diabetes, comma, cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history, father is alive at the age of 80 years. He is on dialysis at home, period. He has a high blood pressure, period. Mother died at the age of 77 years, and at the end, she had a significant Parkinson's disease, period. Social history, he does not smoke, period. He does not take excessive amount of coffee, period. And roughly once a week, he may have a 2 to 3 drinks, which may include wine, comma, beer, or liquor. L for Larry, I for India, Q-U-O-R, period. New paragraph. Personal history, is an engineer who works for defense contractor, period. His height is 5 feet 8 inch and his weight is 199 pounds, period. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both pedal pulses 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 130/130/80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic click in the left lower parasternal area, and period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam. Air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam. There is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm and within normal limits, period. New paragraph. Analysis, this patient has a recurrent episodes of left precordial chest pain, which sometime he will experience under stressful situation, period. He has some accompanying features, accompanying ACCOMPA, N for Nancy, Y, I for India, N for Nancy, G, period. He also has a shortness of breath on mild exertion, and his functional capacity has decreased by more than 80% in last 6 months, period. He has a risk factor of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia plus mild to moderate obesity, period. New paragraph. He also has a left inframammary sharp pain at times, and it appears that it is accompanied by significant rise in blood pressure, period. On June 30, 2025, patient had a coronary calcium score which was 137, and majority was from left ventricular descending artery with the score 115.6, period. New paragraph. In view of above finding, plan is to do stress test to evaluate for myocardial ischemia and to do echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy, and also evaluate for any structural valve problem, structural STRUC, T for Tom, U, R, A for Apple, period. The etiology of his palpitation is unclear at present, and he also has a history of chronic inflammation, and they may have some role to play, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, chest pain, period, etiology unclear, period. Next, number two, shortness of breath on mild activity with a decrease in functional capacity by 80% or more in last 6 months, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, chest pain. Next line, number two, shortness of breath on mild activity and decrease in functional capacity by more than 80% in last 6 months, period. Next, number three, occasional palpitation, period. Number four, history of hypertension. Next, number five, hypercholesterolemia. Number six, acid reflux problem. Next time, number seven, history of chronic inflammation, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.